Welcome to Outside of Normal. I am your host, Russ. Thanks for joining us. What's up, Paul? How you doing?
What's up, man?
How you doing this morning, man? How you doing? How you doing?
Good work.
Man, sounds like fun. Woke up earlier, man. Went back to sleep. Got to do it again. I ran like hell last night. Clear his bowl out, get a little weed smoke going on this morning. I don't know why I woke up so tired. I did, that's for damn sure. Anybody else been on this morning, Sue or Oz? They do a show this morning. Oh yeah. Yeah, Robert and his little recovery tapes. He said he had six of them last night, so.
Sounded
like a stand-up comedian. What's up, Blue Rock? How you doing, man? No, I'm doing all right, man. I'm doing all right this morning. Yeah, I'm trying to get my music to work, man. I got one song working. I'm trying to get the rest of it. For some reason my internet just loves the rain, man. Yeah. Well, I act stupid when it rains. But it does.
Yeah, at least yours still works. Mine goes out and let it out.
Well, mine might as well have. It's so slow. Might as well be on dial-up. Probably faster if I was on dial-up. It would probably go faster. I'm tired, dude. I'm No doubt about it. I guess I didn't sleep for shit last night. I guess that's what I'm blaming on.
Damn, my bed. 5 o'clock, I was passed out and didn't wake up this shit.
I'm good, man. I'm going to completely recharge my phone. Yeah, I woke up fucking tired, dude. Twice. I woke up at 6 o'clock this morning. Everybody was getting ready for school and everything. You know? I woke up again at 8. Still woke up tired.
Morning, Russ.
Hey, Brett, how you doing?
Driving to work, man. Driving to work.
Good morning, Brett.
Morning, Paul. 2 a.m. was a rude awakening this morning.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I think I was up kind of late last night.
Yeah. Well, what time did you get, wind up going to bed? You got, what, like 6 hours sleep last night? That ain't bad.
I ended up about 4.5 by the time I was done and settled in. I'll make it one way or the other.
That's still a rough night, man. Only 4 hours.
Yeah.
What's up, man? Cave, how you doing, man?
Morning, Lou Rock.
Yeah. Yeah, I woke up tired as shit this morning. I don't know why. I haven't been sleeping a while. Yeah, my legs have been keeping me up. Like the last 2 weeks, I guess that's probably what's catching up with me. But
yeah,
but it, my, you know, my leg's feeling better now. I'm fucking feeling good this morning, except for my sleepiness. So I can't complain too much, man. It's been a
more Mountain Dew.
All right. Well, I mean, I could, you know, I'd probably go back to sleep when the old man comes home. Probably not, though. His ass might be up. I don't know. It's one of those things, you stay up enough, you know? And,
yeah.
You'll wake up.
Stop complaining and be mine.
Yeah, by this afternoon, dude, I'll be ready for my old man nap.
Talked about old man naps. How you doing, Pulse?
I'm good, brother. How are you this morning?
I'm all good, my man. I'm all good.
Good. Good for you.
That's now, it.
Going to be a beautiful day.
Mate, listen, you're lucky because at the minute it's just wind and fucking rain. It was sunny this morning and now it's just wind and rain.
Oh.
Welcome to the world.
Yeah.
I had thunderstorms on me, man.
Yeah, listen, I'm sure there was like a bit of a storm or something last night though, because it was fucking, my window was out. That, you know, when you could hear it beating down on your window.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, we had crazy rain and thunderstorms last night. This morning it's still just wet and nasty looking outside.
Just like a dirty woman.
Yeah. But it feels, it's mm-hmm. warm, at least it's not cold outside. Yeah, so that's positive.
Yeah, you see, still that's raining on this time, man. What are you saying, Paul? You good?
Doing good, bro. What's up?
Yeah, man. I'm good, man. I'm good. Do you have the... You're on Game Pass, aren't you?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Because there's quite a lot of... have you played that game Left 4 Dead?
A long time ago, not recently.
Sorry, not Left 4 Dead. Something for Blood, I think. Left 4 Dead or Something for Blood, but it's basically on the same type of thing. We can have a fucking go on that one time if you want.
Well, I'm at work right now, bro. I don't get off for about 3:30 every evening.
Yeah, I don't mean now. I mean that one time.
Yeah.
I can.
Do you like the game?
Huh?
The game you're talking about, is it a game you like? Is it a new game that you like or whatever?
Like, literally, I was just looking at it on the Xbox, and you know, like on the Game Pass, like, you can get all these loads of games and stuff, and this one here didn't look too bad, so I just thought, you know what? Might be a shot or something, you know?
Yeah, you know, like
I do co-op on zombies and that. Just want to see if it's kind of like zombies, but in a different way.
I've played Left 4 Dead before. Left 4 Dead's a pretty good game.
Is it for cloud gaming or on your own stuff?
I'm going to play it on the cloud and give it a quick go, and then I'll download it if I like it.
That reminds me, Russ, when I get down to Kansas, you're going to have to help me set up so I can get on and play with you guys. I'm going to have time to do that.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah, you'll like it, dude.
Yeah. I'll get a kick out of it.
Yeah, I definitely hope you get set up. Yeah, we have...
Yeah.
Video
games, I was talking to
video
Susie
games are
about
addictive,
that the
though,
other
man. You gotta be careful.
Right? It's all right, I'm gonna have 3 months of relaxation. I'm sure I can fit in the time.
Right. Yeah, 3 months, man. That's no good quit.
Yeah, well.
No, it does for my sister every year. You know, she's a teacher, so she gets, you know, summers off, whatever it is. She always has all kinds of crazy shit planned.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be, summer's going to be a good time, man.
It is. I'm looking forward to it. Me and Susie haven't gotten away in a long time, like actually been a way to do something, so this is going to turn out pretty good.
Well, that's definitely getting away, Kansas.
That's
definitely getting away.
Right?
You're going to be ready for your winter in Alaska by the time you spend a whole summer in Kansas.
Right? I will be. It's all good. I could actually use some good warmth.
Yeah, it loosens up the bones, man.
Yeah. Well, I get off in May, and I don't report back until September. So, I got plenty of time.
Yeah, that's not a bad schedule, man. Off in May, back in September.
No. Yeah, it'll be the end of May, like third week in May will be my last week.
Now, during those 3 months that you're off, do you get to draw unemployment from the state? Is that...
I do.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that means you're still getting paid the whole time you're out there.
Right.
Does Susie get unemployment from the school district during the summers?
No, she is management, so she gets paid all through the year, no matter what.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
Yeah,
I didn't know how that worked with the school district. No,
yeah.
It's different for the workers than it is the teachers.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so y'all gonna have a paid vacation. That's all
right. Right?
You can't beat that.
No. Nah, I'm good with it.
So, what you doing with the... Well, you got another pastor out there at the church, don't you? What's that we gonna do with?
Yes.
The,
I have to
do with the church for 3 months.
he'll be taking care of it. He's the second, so he'll be taking care of it. I'm gone.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah.
Yeah. You see, that's crazy. Living in a small little community like that, man, you gotta think. Because you volunteer on the fire department and all that shit, dude.
Like, yeah.
Who's going to put out the fires when you're gone for 3 months?
Boys are going to have to step up. Dude, I've been on wildfires for the last 4 years, taking over my summers.
Right, it does.
This year.
The whole summer it does, don't it?
Yeah. It's gone. Yeah.
Hey, Sue, how you doing?
Yeah. So-
Hi, morning, everybody. I've only popped in to say hello. Because I'm out in London, just having lunch in a pub.
Oh, that's fine.
You all right? Hi, Brett. How you doing?
Good morning.
Hi, everyone.
I'm doing great.
Good.
So you kind of taking a day off, Sue? Are you working?
No, I'm working. I missed my first thing this morning. I was up late, wasn't I? I said to you, I got up late this morning. Yeah. It's not like... So, no, I'm here, but I'm meeting my staff... Seven of us for lunch meeting.
Seven.
Kick a bit of arse, yeah. Just the managers and edges.
Not the little minions.
Kick their arse, apparently.
Not the little minions, the bigger minions, I guess.
Yeah. I buy them lunch and then I kick their arse.
Right, that's how you do it.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, I just want to say hi.
I think it's crazy over there that y'all don't get to write your lunches off on your taxes. It's crazy.
I know, it's mad, isn't it? It is crazy. Told you that. They stopped all of that, this government.
Yeah, it's wild. Can't write off anything.
Straight off the profits. It is straight off the profits. So, and I've just laid the law down because last time I took them out, one of them ordered a steak at 25 quid. So I've just said today, when he turns up, he can go and pay for his own steak. He wants steak.
Oh, yeah. Although that,
25
quid.
That's what I would
steak. Do. For lunch.
So, yeah.
I'm the steak guy. I'm the guy who would show up and order steak too. So I can't hate on him.
Bad enough. It's bad enough the Chinese cost me 410 quid the other night. That was ridiculous.
Yeah, and you didn't eat nothing.
I know. I know. I never do. Anyway, you'll be pleased to know they got sausage and mash on the menu as a special today.
I'm going to lunch with Sue. I'll take a porterhouse, medium rare, potato.
All right.
I just have a look, see what spokes. Oh, no, you can have a surf and turf. That's £30, a surf and turf.
Jesus. $30, man, that's crazy.
£30, that's more than, that's $35, isn't it?
Yeah, it'd be closer to $40, But that's still...
Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to go because they'll be here in a minute, so I'll catch all you later.
All right, have fun, Sue. Enjoy your lunch.
See you later. Yeah, take care. Bye, everybody. Bye, bye, bye.
Bye, Sue.
Bye, loves.
See how nice and happy she sounds now? It's because she ain't talked to him yet. She gets back on after the meeting, and she'll sound different. I can't imagine paying $410 for some damn Chinese food, man. I think like 11 of them or something went out. So, I mean, that's not, I guess it's not that bad, but that's still just, holy crap.
That's about 40 bucks a piece, yeah.
But it's like endless Chinese. Like, they keep bringing out dishes for you to eat until you leave, whatever. So,
yeah.
But that's still, dude, that's a lot of damn money, man.
You know what? If you think about it, if the food is good, and you're paying for the service, it works out in the end. If you're getting treated like royalty and they take care of you,
right?
I mean, sometimes it's just worth it. You know, if you go to a fast food restaurant, you expect to pay little to nothing because you got some kid on the other side of the counter, you know, looking at you like you're retarded. But if you go to a restaurant like, you know, that's really there to give customer service, I don't mind paying.
Yeah. Well, it's crazy. You can almost go to a sit-down restaurant now for this, you know, same amount of money you're going to spend at a fast food place.
Yep, exactly.
I don't understand what these fast food places are thinking, but they done $8 burgers, and it's like, dude, what the?
Right. Yeah, the 2 for 99 cent days are gone a long time ago.
Yeah. But I was telling about Chinese, man. I remember you used to pay $10, man. You could damn near buy the whole Chinese menu.
Right.
Steak and cheese bagels back.
I heard the steak and cheese bagels back, man.
I got one that's not on the menu, but they are here.
Yeah, I like the steak bagels, man. That was a good, I don't know why they ever took them away.
Hopefully they stay in the temporary.
No, I think they're going to be like the McRib, man. They're just going to bring them back for a little bit, and then they'll be gone again.
If the wind noise gets too loud, let me know, Russ. I'll go on mute.
Oh, yeah, no, that's fine.
Okay.
I can't even barely hear it.
What you mean, Brad? It was me that you were hearing. It wasn't even yours.
Oh, shit. Moose, 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 moose. Okay.
Yeah, don't hit him.
No. I'm in the Subaru. It pissed me off.
Yeah. You gotta wait till you get into the DOT truck before you plow him.
Exactly.
How much does an adult moose weigh? A couple tons?
About 600 pounds.
600 pounds?
1,600.
Oh, shit. 1,600. Oh, okay. About,
yeah.
It's like hitting a cow.
More. Average cow's about 1,000. So, you're like plowing into 2 cows at one time. Dead stop is a bitch, I could tell you that much.
Mm. I imagine, yeah. That's crazy. And crazy lady took one out with a motorcycle. That's really crazy.
Yeah. Morning, Tulian.
Yeah, crazy lady smacked a moose at like 45 mile an hour on a motorcycle.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that explains a lot.
Yeah, she has a hole in the back of her head, dude. They had to cut out a piece of her scalp to keep her brain from bleeding. So now she has this little hole in the back of her head or in the skull. And it has a little soft spot. Not really a hole, right? But it's a little soft spot in the back of her head. That's where all the crazy comes from. You know, she starts getting normal again. She just goes back there like the old Nike pump shoes, you know? She just goes back there and pumps it a couple times, gets the crazy flowing again.
Rubs a soft spot and lets her roll.
Yeah. But yeah, it does explain a lot, don't it? Explains a lot. Explains the dreads, at least. Hey, Tullian, how you doing, man? How's life been treating you? Scott.
4:30 in the morning and it's already 38 degrees. That's beautiful.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
Nah.
Scott Bayo's got this, I guess it's like a little, it's not a full novel, man. It's like just a little dime store book. I don't know what they call those things nowadays. But
yeah.
It's called Should I Go Back to Work? Generational Wealth and Building My Family. And he's talking about how he's got enough money for him to live, like the little synopsis of it. He's got enough money for him to live for the rest of his life. But he don't have enough money for his kids and his grandkids to be secure for the rest of their life. So should he go back to work so they can be secure? Is, you know, it's like, make your kids go fucking work, man.
Exactly. You know? Me and Susie plan. We're spending all our inheritance.
Right.
Piss on them.
Well, fucking, you made it. They can do it too. You know what I mean?
They'll get over it.
Right. Yeah, maybe. They might be cussing you from the grave. Yeah.
I told her I'm going to piss all the kids off and just leave everything to the cats.
That would probably piss them off. But then one of them would be trying to own the cats. I always love the cats.
Yeah. Go to them cats if you want it. You're going with wood, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah, Scott Baio. I ain't seen Scott Baio. Like, can he even go back to work? Is that a thing for him? Like,
I don't know.
Is anybody really in demand of Scott Baio? You know what I mean? Like,
right. I mean, what kind of role?
I mean, yeah, I guess he could go do a Lifetime movie. Yeah.
Right.
The Cougars were still following, man.
The Cougars are still following.
Yep.
Well, no, they're bringing everything back, man. They can bring back Charles in Charge. 20 years later, he's still a nanny. Yeah.
Hell, is Tony Danza even still alive?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Tony Danza.
I wasn't sure, because I ain't seen nothing out of him in forever either.
That's because he retired. You know, he don't do shit no more. But yeah, Tony Danza's still alive. Yeah, he's still doing his thing. I really think the only one that's dead off of Who's the Boss is the mom, Mona. I know she passed away. I think everybody else is still kicking.
Yeah.
Who's the Boss? That was a good show.
But Alyssa's nuts now, so I mean, I don't see how she would make it back.
Dude, I don't know, man. Like, why was the 80s, the late 80s and early 90s all about male nannies? You know, you had Charles in Charge, you had Who's the Boss, had Mr. Belvedere. Yeah.
Facts of Life.
Facts of Life, yeah. Like,
yeah.
Silver Spoon, like that had the little male dude running around with the kids.
Yeah, but that was more of a butler than Silver Spoon.
You know what show you couldn't do nowadays? Is My Two Dads. Remember that show, My Two Dads?
I'm surprised he didn't come back immediately with the alphabet people.
Come back with the what?
I'm surprised with the big alphabet people uprising it didn't show back up as a reboot.
Oh, yeah. The alphabet people. Hey, you answer.
The problem with My Two Dads is they were both killed.
Yeah, I know. You couldn't have that show nowadays. Two straight guys raising a teenage daughter. People wouldn't, you know, you just couldn't do that show nowadays. They'd make them gay and all kinds of crazy stuff, and it'd just be weird. Or the movie Look Who's Talking. Probably wouldn't see that movie remade.
Yeah.
Actually, I've heard talk that there is another one in the making.
Really?
And it's supposed to be a continuation with the son and daughter.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, rumors close, I have heard about that one coming back.
I wonder why they ain't ever remade any of the, like, Molly Ringwald movies, like 16 Candles, Breakfast Club. You know anything?
Pretty in Pink.
Yeah, Pretty in Pink. I wonder why they ain't ever remade any of those.
Because most of them that you just mentioned are considered cult classics, and they fight against it on them for some reason.
Like Fast Times at Ridgemont High, that'd be a good movie to remake. I don't know if you could remake that movie nowadays, though.
The Breakfast Club.
Yeah, I don't even know. They still do detentions like that at school.
That's where we used to catch up on sleep.
At a detention hall?
Yep.
Yep. Ferris Bueller's Day Off would be a good remake.
Who'd they get to play Ferris Bueller, though? That'd be a tough one.
I don't know.
Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds can't act like he was a high school kid. He's too old for that. You got to find somebody that...
Well, Ferris Bueller didn't look like a high school kid either.
Hey, Matthew Broderick? Yeah, he did. That man still looks like a high school kid.
He still looks like he was 30 whenever he made that. And four games, man.
Yeah, Matthew Broderick ain't got older looking, man. He just got bigger looking. He just put on weight over the years. He didn't. He still looks young.
All right, I got to go on mute. I got to pop out and put gas in the car.
Have fun with that, man.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, there's some gas station. I don't know. The old man was talking about it yesterday. Some gas station was talking about bringing out robots. Now start pumping your gas now. That's their new thing.
Yeah, I've seen that well on Facebook. They were posted about it. Hell, that thing can fuel with your side. It don't matter which side you pull up on. You're never on the wrong side, bro.
All right. Yeah. It's kind of a cool idea, man. Just pull up and this little robot comes down and pumps your gas and then goes back up and rolls on.
Yeah, just keep it manual controlled and then some of these little gamers can have a job playing the disc. But...
Yeah.
At least in the video games would help with something.
Molly actually came out during Me Too. And demonize them herself.
Hey, what's up, Jim?
I didn't realize that. I think she's just pissed off at them movies because after them movies, she wasn't able to do anything else but be typecast in that kind of role. Hey, Chuck, how you doing? The thing about young actors, man, they get a blockbuster movie that's like a franchise, whatever. Or, you know, the same style of movie over and over again. They just get stuck in that role. That's the only kind of job they can get. Like when Jim Carrey started doing like that movie 23 and tried to start doing like serious title movies, people were like, what the hell is this, Jim?
I've been seeing banners from Ace Ventura Sleeper. And a Happy Gilmore too.
Yeah, I seen they're coming out with a new Happy Gilmore.
Tiger Woods is going to play Peterson Jr. Chubb Peterson Jr.
Is he?
That's what they're saying.
I tell you, a good golf movie, man, was Legend of Bagger Vance. That was a really good golf movie. Matt Damon and Will Smith.
I agree. That was a good one.
The Happy Gilmore is a good golf movie. I like Happy Gilmore. They're supposed to be bringing back another Little Nicky, too.
Can't be no worse than the first one, that's for sure.
Right. Well, I'll tell you why they're bringing back all the Adam Sandler movies, man. It's because he signed that 10-year deal to Netflix, and he ain't got 10 years worth of original movies to do in his head, so he's got to come up with something. I'm really wishing for this drought, man. I'm not going to lie. This rain is getting on my nerves. Bring on the drought. But you know, I was looking at it, dude. They still say that we're like, with all this rain we've gotten since last, what? Really, beginning of fall last year, at the end of the year. But we're still under on our water table by like a couple inches. which is crazy because it has rained this year like every other day.
Today's definitely feeling like a Monday.
I don't know, man. I woke up and felt kind of like a Friday.
It's all right. I'll get to pick on Rick all day. It'll make me feel better.
Are y'all working together this week?
Yeah.
How's he doing? Everything going good with him?
Yeah. Yes, he's doing okay. Good. Yeah, he's doing okay.
That's good. That's good. I imagine having the job helps, man.
It does. It's good for him.
Yeah.
It's good therapy.
Yeah.
Hell, the little shit actually beat me to work.
Well, he didn't have to stop and get gas.
Right.
What's up, Shane? How you doing, man? I had this house clean, man. My wife, she spent a couple days over at her mom's house with the girls. They got home last night. Girls destroyed the house, man. You can't even tell where I had it clean. It's like, damn, man.
All right, guys. Have a great morning.
You do the same, man.
I'll try and catch up with you later.
Hey, we'll be around, bro. I'll see you tonight if nothing else, man.
Yep, absolutely. Thanks, brother.
Have a good
morning,
day.
Shane. All right, I'm out of here.
Hey, brother. I didn't realize how crappy this background is on the chat. You never know until you actually put the background in. But.
Good morning, thanks.
Well, hell, man. Trying to find the background is a little darker so I can read this damn chat because I'm old and my eyes start blurring out. That's any better for me. Hey, James, how you doing, man? Yeah, it's better.
Well, you gotta quit buying them cheap phones and they buy you one of them good big things sizes like that. I don't know if you can see that shit.
No, I cut my little, you know, I cut the text down as small as possible so I can see as much of the screen as possible. Anyway, the white writing on the light background is what messes me up. Makes me have to pull out the readers. So I just change it to a little darker background. It's a lot easier to read. What could Molly Ringwald have possibly have said? What was wrong with those movies? What they the way they portray females in them, or as a victim needing to be saved or something. I don't know. That's just Well, this is a good movie, especially Breakfast Club, man. I really like Breakfast Club. It was a good movie. Emilio! Yeah, a bunch of good actors in the Breakfast Club. They could remake that movie with Macaulay Culkin, remember The Good Son? That'd be a wicked movie to remake.
No, honestly, I think that's the best one him and Elijah Wood both ever did.
Yeah, that's a really good movie. Really twisted, though, man. Really twisted movie.
Yeah, but that's part of the reality we ought to be in. All
right. Redo the movie Powder. Remember that movie Powder? Remember how much controversy was around that movie back when it came out? All the churches and people were going all crazy over the movie Powder. Now he's just full of crazy movies. He tried anything in the 90s just to see if it'd stick. Hey, Aaliyah, Ella, Elia. And Samar Pal Singh. How y'all doing today? Hope y'all are well. Early morning time, about an hour before the old man show starts up. Got Shelby Jack on there this morning. Are we talking about gardening? Stop. Talking about gardening today on the old man show. The old man loves some gardening though. Yeah, that's. But you know, he looks like a big old biker dude, man, which it never was, but he looks like a big old biker dude, man. So him out there working at a garden's got to be hilarious. It's got to be one of them things that throw you off when you see it. Like, what the fuck? I don't like the tedious work that goes with having a garden. Having to keep all the weeds out and water it and trim them and all that stuff. It's just too much, man.
That's why I grew my bucket. My tomatoes in bucket.
Yeah, tomatoes are about the only thing I would try to grow, man, if I was going to grow something. But I don't eat tomatoes, so that's why I don't grow them.
But this year, we're doing potatoes, too. I want to do 10-gallon and 15-gallon bucket. And you, like, plant potatoes in it. And then there's a flap on the side of it, so once they're ready to get, you just open the flap and you can see if they're ready to pull them out or not yet.
Huh.
We are going to try potatoes this year.
Now, you see, potatoes, dude, that's... That might be something I would try, potatoes, because I like potatoes. I don't really like tomatoes. I don't really like cucumbers. Green beans, I like them, but... They're paying their grudges.
If the shit hits the fan, we'll have potatoes, tomatoes, and chicken.
All right.
And my Uncle Don just might lose a cow or two, you know. So
Sorry.
All right. I probably lose more than a couple if shit hits the fan, dude. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, man. Shit hits the fan. There's enough people around here that grow gardens and stuff. I think it would be all right. I just had to start getting seeds and growing them on at the back. What did it say? Bang door? All right. Bang door. All right.
Sounds like an
English name to me. Right. Sounds like an open-ended statement more than a name, bang door. Well, I just feel like today's gonna be one of those days, man. Rain's still coming. Nasty outside. It's like Wednesday, middle of the week. Yeah. Good time to go back to sleep. Wake up tomorrow, do it again. I think it's supposed to rain through tomorrow, man. Actually, it's supposed to rain today and tomorrow here.
Last I heard, it was raining through the night last night, all through today, and
move out tomorrow. Yeah, it should move out sometime tomorrow, yeah. That's, yeah. Yeah. The only reason it really bothers me is because my kids like playing outside, and I like them being able to play outside. The more destructive they are outside, the less destructive they are inside, yeah?
And the more running they're doing outside, they ain't getting on any more food than home.
That's right. That's right. That's a big factor in it. Outside, they don't get on my nerves as bad.
Their mind's already past the energetic phase. They just don't want to answer for the video game right now.
Right.
But still got left on yelling and beating because they suck and can't make it past the next inning.
Yep.
But they're pissing them off though. They getting beat up too much. I'm sure they're going to plug in and go, oh, sorry, I was a recent one. It's hard than that.
Yeah, they won't be able to go outside and play today. They won't be able to go outside and play tomorrow even if it does stop raining because of all the mud everywhere.
My front yard is a pond right now.
Yeah, well. Yeah, it's like my yard floods and stuff. It's just out there in the cotton field it floods. It right here around the house, it kind of runs out into the cotton field, so it just creates a lot of mud.
Yeah, I was going to say, they pretty well got them roofs set up where they don't have water in there.
Yeah.
Running the roofs.
When you get out in the back towards the end of the backyard back there, it gets kind of flat, and you'll see a pond starting to form if it rains too much.
Well, my problem is my front yard is a big, like a big pond embankment dropping down into a pond. If you look at it, basically, if we build up a wall around it, we could have a whole pond in our front yard.
Does it go across the whole front yard, or like where the driveway is at and everything?
Oh yeah, from the well pump all the way to the cow pasture.
Wow. So when it rains real bad, where you park at? Just park in the mud?
In my car park. Nah, I've got ground.
That's what I'm saying. That part stays dry. It's just the front yard side.
All right.
Because my driveway is like on the side of the house. Yeah.
So why did you go to the hospital?
Oh, look, you made it to smoke time. Do I hear a little wet chihuahua over there talking beside you?
Yeah. Okay, Pomeranian.
Oh, you're a Pomeranian? My bad, my bad.
No, that's what you are.
Jokes.
I'm much bigger than me. I mean, like, we're about the same size.
More of a shih tzu, right?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. You were a ball of shih tzu.
I ain't got the nose for it, bro. My nose is too big for a shih tzu.
Yeah, mine too.
I'd be a hound dog.
Yeah, I got like a Great Dane nose or, yeah.
Yeah, but a little tiny ass fucking body.
That's right.
Right, you're tiny.
That's right, you I am tiny. I look forward to being old, like really old, like 80, 90 years old, just tiny little dude. Off, yeah.
Yeah, you're more like a weenie dog.
Wow.
What? They're bigger than a chihuahua?
Yeah, but they're like long. Like I'm not tall. You know what I mean?
Okay, you're a Pekingese. You're happy?
Yeah, I'd be like a little Pekingese. Yeah, I could be happy with that.
Nah, Pekingese is kind of cute.
I am, I know.
No.
I'm like an old Pekingese at this point.
No, you're more like a fucking Winnie dog. Yeah, those little red ugly ones.
I'm not a Dachshund.
You have a little short leg.
I don't have short legs. It's my torso that's short. My legs are I have a short torso.
Are you saying you walk around like a granddaddy long leg?
My legs are definitely longer than my torso, I'm pretty sure. Right, that's where it fucked up.
Look like a frog when you put your pants on. Hello, my lady. Hello, my darling.
Like, I wear 30-32s. You know what I mean? So the length.
And they still fall off.
Hell, I only wear 4 inches above you then. But I wear 36 for the comfort of not being tight.
I wear a 27. At least that's what the ones that I was wearing yesterday said.
I don't know, like, when you first put on a pair of jeans, they fit good. They fit real good. I don't need a belt or anything. But, like, if I, like, wore those pants again the next day, for some reason, whatever, I'd have to have a belt. You know what I mean? I don't know why that is.
You can lose
them up.
Yeah. Jeans. I think you can fit into my jeans.
Hell, even with a belt, them some bitches still fall off. I ain't got no ass to hold it up.
That's because you're not wearing the proper size because they squish your balls.
Oh.
If I can't put my hands in my pocket, that's too damn tight.
Yeah, that's. Nobody needs to wear pants that tight.
Well, I can't wear loose pants because it feels funny and it rubs in places it shouldn't.
Well, that's how I feel about tight pants.
Look, those loose jeans I wore the other day, that shit was horrible. Like. No, fuck that shit.
I'm just glad we passed like the Middle Ages where guys used to wear tights. Yeah.
Dude, they have crop tops for men now. Like they're advertising after on the news everywhere. Paul won't let me get them on.
Well, they used to have that shit back in the 80s too. I don't know if you remember like the old Patrick Swayze movies and stuff when he'd be like working out and stuff. He'd have that little cut off shirt on. Yeah. Like, that was the thing back.
Made him manly because he was wearing flannel, bro.
Back in the 80s, dude, that's what dudes did, man. When they were working out, they'd wear them, like, oversized cut-off shirts. Like fucking faggots running around. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, men have had questionable fashion in over the years. You know, back in the late 70s, the freaking shorts that men wore were questionable, man. It's like,
yeah, I bought Christian some shorts.
Are you talking about them blue jean cut off?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, those things are very questionable, man.
doctor.
They said if Daisy could do it, they should.
Some hairy ass cheeks.
Or the one pocket t-shirts with the cigarette pack rolled in the sleeve.
Yeah.
Like you got a whole fucking pocket rolled in your sleeve.
Well, you didn't want to stretch the pocket out, man. Make it look all dingy. You wanted that pocket tight to the shirt. So you really didn't put anything in that pocket.
And maybe I look like I got a booby.
Did you say, excuse you, you gotta go booby?
I said it made y'all look like y'all had a booby.
I thought you told Paul, excuse me, I gotta go booby. I was like, ugh, that sounds nasty. Hey, that sounds bad. Like, oh no, I gotta go booby.
No.
I hope you sanitize afterwards. That's nasty.
That sounds like World War III in there.
It's like them old black ladies I used to work with back in the day, man. Like I think Mrs. Patterson's or whatever it was restaurant. Anyway, and they'd come in and be like, "Ooh, I ate too much. I got them bubble guts." You're like, "Oh, you nasty motherfuckers, dude! Bubble gut nothing." old black ladies, man. While they're sweeping the floors and stuff, pulling clean out ovens and stuff. Like, oh, sorry about that. Got them bubble guts. On you. Yeah, farting everywhere. Oh, sorry about that. Got them bubble guts. Got them bubble guts. Like, ugh. Or them BGs.
Yeah, my issue was, like, my grandma, she get them walking farts, and you just be walking, and then they just be following out on every aisle. Bop, 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 bop.
Yeah, my...
What the fuck?
My grandma was like that when she got old, too. She didn't realize she was farting.
Wow.
Crop dusting the nation.
I don't know if it's that they don't know they're farting or they just don't care at that point. You know, they're old enough to where they're just like.
I'm pretty sure what my mom was, she just didn't give a shit.
Yeah, she's like, I got fart, I got fart. I don't know. I don't know how they do that, dude. They got to be wearing, like, Depends and shit, like fucking diapers. Because the older I get, dude, the less secure I am with my farts. Like, when I was a kid, man, I just rip one, but I'm like, haha, that was funny. Now, if I feel like I have a fart like that, I'm like going to a toilet just in case. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, I'm with you, bro. I don't trust them either, bro.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, like, yeah.
You are too young to be having asshole problems. Like, damn.
Hey, I've had an asshole lift. I haven't.
Exactly. Yours should be brand fucking new.
Yeah, you shouldn't have that problem.
They didn't put it together well.
The first should still be coming out squeaky. Not fucking all loose and shit.
Yeah.
It's not like y'all use y'all's asshole, y'all know. Y'all should have a tight asshole.
Yeah, especially.
Not after they open that motherfucker up to go inside and do surgery.
I'm just saying, morning farts are the scariest. You wake up in the morning and like... It's that little silent fart, and you know, oh no, there might be a turd in the chamber.
Oh my god. What the fuck?
Bro, the bathroom is my wake up alarm.
And I'm glad it is. I didn't tell you. Always sleep with boxers on.
Always sleep with boxers on. Ugh.
Don't trust you. If you can't trust your farts, always sleep with boxers on. Ugh. That would be scary.
You look like Picasso by the time I get out of bed.
No. You know, this fucker will sit there halfway asleep eating fucking Debbie cake. One morning I woke up with a fucking fudge round stuck to me. And I'm like, what the fuck? He goes, it wasn't me. And all the rappers are over there on his side of the bed and on the middle of the bed.
He said, it wasn't me. Like, who else got in the bed and ate fudge rounds, Paul? A4Q.
Exactly.
That's messed up, Paul. Oh, that pissed me off. Wake up in
the
morning.
Bro, I don't even remember it.
You got some creamy
like,
chocolate shit
I had to
just
be
smeared all over.
While doing it, cause that's why I'm a diabetic now, probably, because I sleep eat, man.
You sleep eat.
I do.
He does.
That's a fat boy.
I got to the point where I would hide the Debbie cakes on my side of the bed, and that motherfucker would be over there on my side of the bed getting into shit.
That's some fat boy shit there, Paul. I'm just like,
I don't know, man. And it's sweets. It's not like real food. I only eat sweets.
I bet you look trailer park nasty up in that bed eating fucking sweets half asleep. I got your shirt on, got the hair everywhere, fucking Debbie cake crumbs just falling all in. Yeah. Very glad Janie loves you.
That's great. That only happened once when I woke up with something stuck to me. We learned our lesson, didn't we, love?
She had to have an intervention with you after that shit. Like, look.
Dude, it was disgusting.
I ain't allowed to keep Debbie Cakes next to the bed no more.
He's not allowed to smoke in bed, period, if he's halfway asleep, because he drops a fucking cigarette and burns the fuck out of us.
Oh, yeah, Paul's quick to set something on fire sleeping.
Like, damn. You should see how many fucking burn marks we have in
Paul's
our seat.
The reason they got fire safety cigarettes.
No, she's trying to play the game here, but it's her dropping blunts all over the place on that one.
That day I even had the burns on me, so
I had them on me too.
I caught it with my own kids, so thank you very much. I come to work, they're like, "What happened to your neck?"
Damn, you dropped. Oh, that had to suck. You dropped it.
Like if I was giving it, I was trying to put it in my mouth, and it fell, and it hit my chin, my neck, my boob, my fat roll, and the blanket.
Yeah, that sucked.
I had quite a few blisters. Yeah. And it's all Paul's fault.
What, because you were being a re-re and couldn't hit a bunch yourself?
I told you I didn't want it no more, and you still kept handing it to me.
You kept taking it.
That's right.
Because he wouldn't stop nudging me. Here. Here.
Because I wasn't going to hear the bullshit. You smacked the whole fucking butt.
You could have put it out halfway.
I told you you could.
Hell, I was still smoking. Why would I put it out?
That's right. What's the topic?
Smoking blunts and dropping them on yourself, Bangdor.
He's going to fall off that table. Why is he digging in a book bag? Damn it, it's time.
I get that question all the time. What's the topic? What y'all talking about in the room today?
Our asshole.
Are we supposed to have topics? Is that a thing? Is that something people do? They have topics for their shows? I guess if I did one show a week, I could, you know, if I just did one or two shows a week, I could have topics. Yeah, and it'd work out pretty smooth. But when you do like fucking 15 hours of fucking podcasting a day, yeah, I'm damn near a radio
station. And don't worry, some of the shit that comes out of some people's mouth on here is always a topic in itself.
That is true. No, outside of normal, not outside the normal, outside of normal.
It's freestyle, bro.
It's an adjective, right? Of is an adjective. I mean, outside the normal, what do you mean? I guess it'd imply the same thing outside the normal, but I'm outside of normal. Trademark, man.
I don't know, where are you from? If you're not in the USA, then yeah, it's international, bro.
Yeah, it definitely is an international show again. It's definitely international. I think all podcasts are international nowadays. We broadcast everywhere on whatever major platform.
Getting up in Asia, it's definitely international.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they're all pretty much international nowadays. This format is anyway. Podbean's everywhere.
Easy now.
And then I published the shows out there, like Spotify and Apple and all them places, so they're all international.
Well, then how the hell else are you going to learn the slang if you don't advertise the highlight grammar and stuff?
Well, you shouldn't highlight. Well, yeah, when it's my name outside of normal.
You
know. You definitely have to highlight the difference because that's the name of my show.
Look at that. His brother Bang Window came in.
Yeah, Bang Window, Bang Door.
The thesaurus is where you learn to spell correctly. You don't listen to a southerner for that. That's your bad if you followed my grammar. Your mistake, not mine.
Hi, I'm from China. That's funny. You want to be a ninja? Oh, Elder Scrolls Online has a 10-year celebration event in Amsterdam in April. Join us in celebrating a decade of the Elder Scrolls Online. That's crazy shit. It's been around for 10 years. I've been playing it off and on since it launched 10 years ago. It's a good game, man. If y'all ain't playing Elder Scrolls Online, you should get into it. There's enough storylines and everything there that you can play all of them for hundreds of gameplay hours, and then they have the online cross-platform part of it too, where you do the dungeons and all that stuff. Well, hello, Bang Door.
Hello, how are you?
Well, I'm alright. How are you?
I'm good.
So you say you're from Asia?
Yeah, I am. Where are you from?
The United States.
Which state?
South Carolina. South Carolina is the state I'm from.
Alright. So, what do you have to talk in your show?
You can talk about whatever you want. We are open format. We talk about everything.
Guess me something.
What part of Asia?
Yeah, what part of Asia are you from?
Yeah. Why Americans hate Asians? Can you tell me, please?
Why do Americans hate Asians?
Yeah.
I didn't know we hated...
Right. Afghanistani, Irani, and Iraqi people.
No, those aren't Asians. Those are Middle Easterns. They live in the Middle East, like Iraq, Iran, all that. That's in the Middle East. That's not Asia. I mean, I guess it could be Asia Minor, I guess, if you want to be technical, but we don't hate. I mean, I don't hate people from Iraq, Iran, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Uganda. I don't hate any of y'all. American, we don't hate the Middle East.
What's your religion?
We don't, yeah, it's not hate. You know, we just want y'all to be able to be as free as we are. We want y'all to be able to have the same freedoms and liberties and be able to speak out, and women to have the same rights as men. And, you know, we want y'all to be able to live life to the fullest.
Americans
and y'all's,
do not have good relations with Asians, you know?
Yes, yeah, your government. It's
Americans
not, it's,
do
it's,
not have.
It's your government. It's not your people.
It's about public too. Public usually makes government and other rules and regulations.
Right, but like the individual citizens, like if, but, y'all come over to America all the time.
You know, you can
you
guess
in.
It when you listen. America is now going to war with Afghanistan, Iraq, Iran, or somewhere else in Asia.
Yeah,
so
how
can you say
that
we have
propaganda against America that you're getting fed? Is what that is. We don't hate the people of any of those countries. We think the governments are misusing the people, and the government abuses the people over there. And we don't particularly agree with that all the time. But unless you're a terrorist group like, you know, the Taliban or, you know, ISIS or fucking, you know, Sunni rebels and shit, we don't have a problem with the people. We have a problem with terrorist groups that try to cause chaos in Western civilizations because of some, like, misdirected course off of jihad. You know, we don't like that shit. But as far as the people as a whole, we don't have a problem with any of them. You know, America's a melting pot. We have people from all cultures and all races and like everything here. We don't have a problem with anybody. As a citizenry, it's the governments and
we should have friendly relationship
like our,
with all other countries, you know. Not a particular country or specific country. We should have good relationship with all country.
Yeah, I mean,
and all people.
I mean, that's a great fantasy world, but people have different opinions and different ideals, and people have different traditions, and people have different directions they want to go in, and that causes conflict sometimes, and that's just the way human nature is, and you're not going to be able to escape that because you think everybody should live in roses and dandelions. But as far as the Iranian government goes, they support terrorist groups. They support the Al-Qaeda. They support ISIS. They support the Palestinian government. And those are things that are against the ideals and the beliefs and the standards of America and its allies. And so we stand against that. You know, we fight against that because, you know, we don't want that control in the world.
You know what is my opinion? You know, what is my opinion about America is that they have crush on African people. What I think about America, they only have crush on black people, African people, just because they adopt European countries' religion, like Jesus, you can say Krishna. As a Christian people, they are going to cover America, you can say. Just because they leave their old tribal religion.
You know how many Muslims we have
and
in our...
Now they
you know
adopt,
how many Muslims
they,
we have in
they
our...
They adopt Jesus,
yeah, but that's,
Christianity.
Yeah, but that's ridiculous.
And
you know how many Muslims we have
going,
in our government?
Now you are going to attach African people with you, black people with you.
Well, black people live here.
What's the reason? What's the reason that African people leaving their own religion and they are going to come in your religion? What is the reason behind that?
Nobody says you have to be Christian to be here. I'm not Christian, so don't get that Christian.
You can see on this Podbean app how many African people are going to broadcast.
Yeah, but these are all people from and Ghana. Other, these and are all people they, looking yeah, for these, ways to
this
make
is
money
not their religion. This religion is belong to European people who are not black, not African, but they are doing everything.
Well, Christianity started with the Jewish people. It didn't start with Americans. Americans didn't create Christianity.
Yeah.
Jewish.
Why they are
Jewish people did
trying to spread this religion just because of American policy or Canadian policy? Why they are doing this?
You're perfectly happy, and I'm not Christian. So you can't say that, bro.
Yeah, there's tons of people in America who aren't Christians.
I am not a Christian, so you're wrong. 100%.
You know, they have Zambito's religion, like something like tribal African people don't belong to this religion. They have Zambito's religion and other this type of religion, like belong to someone's soul, questioning, answering, just because they have black color. That's the reason they have black color, because they have different religion. They don't belong to us. Then why America is supporting too much to them?
America hasn't forced religion on anybody ever.
Oh,
never. Oh, that's
everyone just
no. You do. You do. You do have. You do have. You do have missionaries and stuff from America that go over to Africa and these countries to spread Christianity, but that's because that's a Christian's mandate. Like, Christians are supposed to go out into the world and spread the news of Jesus. And even to my own vein, I do the same with my friend Paul here. I try to get him to understand Christianity all the time. It don't work, but, you know, that's the mission of a Christian. But that's not an American thing. I don't know why you dropped off and left. But if you have people over in your country coming to America and switching from Islam to Christianity, that has more to do with their own personal beliefs and where their faith leads them. It's not because somebody made them change religion. It's because they came over here and found a different route. That's not our fault. But you can't blame America for Christianity, man. Like, as if we're going around and brainwashing people to be Christians. That's ridiculous. Hell, if our country ran off of Christian principles, we'd have a lot different country than what we have now. Yep.
That just goes to show you the bullshit that the government pushes around on the right. Is what's happening in the world.
No idea. What did you say, Paul?
I said that just shows you what kind of crap their government tells them to believe.
Yeah. Yeah, we're out to destroy their religion. Oh well, I guess that happens.
Looks like her government heard of getting some real news and they shut it off.
Alright. Go eat a dog and come back to us. The fact that she, I don't know, she's like, I'm from Asia, and then she's like, I'm from Iran and Iraq. Wait, what? You're from the Middle East then? Like, do you not know geography? Asia. Why do Americans hate Asians? I was like, what? We don't hate, like, what? We eat Chinese food, fucking Japanese food, Vietnamese food all the time, man. We love Asians.
Yeah, man, I love Asian food. And the chicken of the trees on the stick. That's what it's up, man.
Alright. Hey, Everett, how you doing?
What's up, Everett?
I feel like just telling her it's because Islam sucks, man.
I started to say this because y'all want to start picking fights, you know? Look at you. I'm not here to pick a fight.
Well, the irony of it is she's sitting there talking about how great their governments are, but if their government knew that she was on a platform like this, dude, she'd be in fucking jail. You know what I mean? Like, real shit. Being a female over there. Yeah. American men, like, they'd fucking throw her ass in jail quick. Don't sound like a great place to live to me, but, whatever. And it's hot and dirty. Oh, no, I just had an Iranian come in here and tell me how bad the U.S. is because it's a Christian nation, and we're spreading our Christian propaganda around the world, forcing black people to be Christians. Which is that? I really didn't get that either. Why she kept going to black people?
Oh, she ain't even black. She's ours.
You know, she's like, you bring the black people into an America, and you treat them bad, and you make them force them to change their religions to Christianity. You bastards! And she's talking about Zambanism or something, like some weird African religion. Like, I don't know. That's weird. So how are you doing this morning? Getting ready to start your day off. No, oh, yeah, she is racist. Yeah. And definitely racist against all the white people in America that put black people in Christian bondage. That's so weird. Now she kept going back to the black people. You just take all the black people. Like, no, we don't take the black people anywhere. They'd probably object. Yeah. Dude, I'm alright, man. Still dealing with this freaking tooth, man. But other than that, man, I'm good. I'm good. And that ain't even that bad. What's up, 62 Patio? I don't know if I hear my kid up or not. Thought I heard something, but could have just been the rain outside. little moments in the morning before she wakes up, that little quiet space. My favorite time of day. But they really don't start till she wakes up. You know, all over the place, you know. But smoke a couple bowls. Sit back and enjoy this morning. It wasn't really that enjoyable though. All rainy and shit. You did what? When is spring break?
We already had
it. It already happened.
Yeah, we already had it.
Oh. Uh-huh.
We had it the week before St. Patty's Day.
Oh, yeah, we ain't had spring break here yet.
I think they're trying to make just the school year round because, like, the schedule is changing a lot.
Yeah, I think ours might be next week, too. Ours is next week. Ours is next week.
Our kids still go for it.
Because next weekend, Sarah and them, they go up to Tennessee for the talent thing, the teen talent thing they do, where they play softball and all that stuff, and art, and sing, and whatever. And that's next weekend, and next weekend's Kayla's birthday, so, yeah, they're out of school next week. Kayla turns 21, man. Pretty cool.
We're going to bright side in 3 more years. It's still going to get too far into it.
Right? Yeah, this is 25. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, it's
going to
be
making me old, man. Tori would be 18 this year. Then I just have 2 more to go, man. You can't fight with poor people. Hey, crazy lady, how you doing? No, not a whole lot, crazy lady. Just getting told how bad Americans are this morning by Bangdoor here. Because we forced Christianity on the rest of the world, apparently. And especially on black people from Zimbabwe. And we don't like Asians. Even though she lives in Iran, which is the Middle East. Yeah, that's what I told her. Like, there's a lot of people over here in America that don't believe in anything. Don't have any religion. What are these things? And there's more radical Muslims, by the way, that attack mosque than any Christian organization out here or Christian, quote unquote, military. Or they attack their own people on a higher, a lot higher number than any attacks America's ever done on a mosque. Hey, humble dog, how you doing, man? You are in this small world, not in space. You don't know what that means. I couldn't live in space. There's no atmosphere. Yeah, one of those things. Well, I mean, I guess I could live in a space station in space. But it's really more in a high elliptical orbit than it is actual space. I don't know. Semantics, I guess, but. But just to be out there wandering in space, you know, I can't do that anyway, even if I wanted to. So all I have is this little small world. Yeah, Earthers in space. People are abusing here. I let you on the panel. I was talking to you. You left the panel. I didn't kick you off the panel. You can come up and talk on the panel anytime you want to. Say whatever you want to. Well, Ms. Bangdoor. This is very much an international show.
Yeah, it is, actually.
My buddy Window down there is from England. I'm from South Carolina. Well, I mean, all of us are from the United States, but on the panel right now. But I have a friend, Oz, who's from Australia, that's on here all the time.
Ellie's from Iran.
Ellie's from Iran. Heinrich's from South Africa. Yeah. There are people from all over, man. We have people from Canada on the show. Monica's from Mexico. She comes on the show.
Whatever your beliefs are, that's cool, you know. But I'm just saying, and I have been out of the United States, the Middle Eastern countries, their females don't have any rights, pretty much. You know? Yeah. Sorry to say. You know? I mean, it's pretty sad when a woman can get stoned in the street for pretty much anything that, you know, her family deems, you know, oh, you dishonored our family by talking to whomever, you know, and then all of a sudden, you know, that she's stoned. Come on.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like,
I mean, I'm just saying.
If they, like, if they knew that she was on this app sitting here talking to us in America.
Oh, yeah, dude, you'd be in so much trouble.
Yeah, she'd be in a shit ton of trouble. Yeah. Like, it's just, it's a whole different world, man. Like, we're not trying to, like, America's not trying to force its religion on anybody, but it is trying to, in the grander scheme of things, make the world a freer place for everybody, you know, so that you can make your own decisions and do your own thing and actually have a say in your own governments. And, you know.
What do they call the head covering?
A what?
I mean, you can get the head covering they have. What do they call it?
Hijab? The hijab, whatever?
Yeah, the hijab. Anyway. If women are caught without that on, you guys are in trouble. Are you kidding me? I'm just saying, from my standpoint, my opinion, that's pretty messed up.
Hey, George, how you doing, man? Hey, Eric.
What's up, George?
Yeah,
George. I will call him George.
Oh, sorry. I was taking care of something. I'm at the car dealership right now. I had my vehicle got here and everything, so now it's just a matter of time for them to check and see what's going on.
Good morning, Eric.
Yeah, it sucks. Hopefully it ain't nothing too serious, man. Hopefully it ain't nothing too serious. Hopefully it ain't. The cylinder head.
I don't think it's anything too serious. I'm hoping it's not. I'm thinking
down.
Because I need oil on it because I didn't have oil change until it was supposed to be today, luckily. But it starts acting up last night.
So, is it a brand new car?
Thank God I had an appointment today. Yeah, I brought it in. It was supposed to be for service anyway. So. Yeah, I know, Humble Dog. There's always a solution. Even if it had to be paid out of money.
Yeah, you got the old man show. What? 9 minutes here. 9 minutes for the old man show.
Yeah. I'll pop
in.
Let's
talk to him before class. Say hello.
Maybe it's just the different germs and stuff that you're not used to in the house. And while you're getting sick, while you're there, having, that sucks.
Yeah, mold is not a good thing.
Nah, she got mold going and she's wearing that shit with bleach. Bleach it out.
For sure.
You get your old little spray bottle.
Humble Dog.
And just put some bleach and water in there and just go just spray the areas. And let it sit. It'll kill all that mold.
You'll find this amusing, Humble Dog. That Ring doorbell app. You know the Ring doorbell with the camera on top of on it with it?
Yeah.
Because Jake howls if he's left home alone. separation anxiety. I put the doorbell.
No, you went mute, crazy. You had a phone call right in the middle of it. I'm assuming she put the doorbell on the inside. So she could watch you. Dun, dun, dun. That happens with Shep all the time. You know, he'll be about to tell you a story. And then phone call. Well, tune in next week, folks, for the rest of the story. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah. Well, I don't know where to go from there. I do know in 6 minutes I'm going to be over at the Old Man Show with them. They're going to have Shelby Jack today talking about gardening. Should be a good show. It's always a good show with the Old Man and Eric Kirk. But today, Shelby, gardening, Wednesdays, Wild Card, Old Man Show. And then I'll be back at lunch after that, I assume. Enjoy the rainy Wednesday it is here. Hopefully it's not where y'all at. Hopefully it feels good where you're at and you're enjoying plenty of sunshine. I am about to go get this little girl up. She's up in here making noise. Get her some breakfast. And head over to the Old Man Show. Shep's doing all right. They got rid of the abscess on the back of his leg. They got it packed. And he's got to go back in a couple days. And they're going to redress it and everything. Make sure everything's out of there. And they got him on antibiotics. So, yeah. There's the abscess in the back of his leg. Crazy, ain't it? That happens just out of nowhere. But, yeah, man. He said they had to cut it open right there on the spot with a little scalpel. They cut two horizontal lines, one vertical, and just sat there and squeezed the shit out of his leg. Ugh. Yeah, it sucked. Ugh. But, anyways. Yeah, I'll see everybody over there at the Old Man Show. Y'all have a good morning. Thank y'all for joining me, and we'll see y'all soon.